April 28th, 2019, Divine Mercy Sunday, 3 p.m. service. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the creator of the universe. I made the sky, the seas, and all of earth. It is by my hand man is created and exists. I hold in place the stars, the planets, and all of earth. I come today to remind mankind that he is called to be obedient unto me. Every sin is a transgression of holy love. If you do not love your fellow man perfectly, you do not love me perfectly. Sin no more. The arm of my justice grows heavy. It is by the prayers and sacrifices of my remnant faithful that it is restrained. If you pray for peace, first and foremost, your prayers must rise from a peaceful heart. The duplicitous heart does not lend itself to peace. Be single-hearted. I am on the side of the single-hearted and am able to lead them most readily. The clouds in the sky obstruct my sunlight. The sin in your hearts obstructs my grace. There is a great bear of a nation in the east that cannot be trusted. Its tentacles reach far and wide. The free world holds no secrets that this nation is not privy to by illicit means. My children, I speak to you today as your eternal Father from the majesty of my throne in heaven. Choose wisely the leaders you decide to follow, the affections of your hearts, and what occupies your every present moment. Do not be united under any one world leader. Be united in holy love under my leadership. In that way, you will not support any evil collusion, many of which abound around the world today. I speak to you today to draw all people into my merciful heart. My mercy comes to you only by means of a repentant heart. I do not impose my divine mercy upon mankind. I offer it. These days, man is not solicitous of my mercy, but lives as though he will never be judged. I charge all religious leaders to correct consciences as to the great need to pursue my mercy. It is only by the hand of my mercy the world still exists. It is my mercy which perpetuates the days of man's existence and well-being. Live as though you are dependent upon my mercy. Show me how much you love me. Return to obedience of and respect for my commandments. My children, remain united in my divine will for you, as it is always in your best interests to do so. I am in heaven and on earth in my omnipotence and my omnipresence. My voice is great and at the same time small and quiet. My grace abounds and is always with you. Choose to cooperate with me. Today, as many gather to celebrate my mercy, I remind all people and all nations to come into my divine will through love. Holy love. No one is saved outside of my divine will, which is holy love, always love. First love me, and then one another. There is no other path. Maureen says, God the Father's hand is extended over the people. He says, I am Lord of heaven and earth, your eternal Father, who formed you in the womb, fed you, and nourished you, and brought you here today. I place my hand over all of your hearts. You will not be the same after today. Change your hearts to resemble holy love. I am listening to your petitions now. Surrender your will to my divine will, my children. I'm imparting to you now my patriarchal blessing.